USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has stepped across the DMZ into North Korea. He met with leader Kim Jong-un for 50 minutes about resuming nuclear negotiations. He said they both agreed to restart staff-level talks.
What's going to happen is over the next 2 or 3 weeks, the teams are going to start working to see whether or not they can do something.
Negotiations haven't moved at all since the president walked away from the table in Hanoi in late February. Still, he insists that a lot of progress has been made since he began speaking to Kim.
We met and we liked each other from day one, and that was very important.
There were gay pride marches all over the world today in San Francisco. Crowds carrying rainbow flags marched in a parade in St. Louis.
This kind of helps build the community, and I really think that it brought a lot of people together.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved. I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
American diplomats are talking again to Taliban leaders. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The seventh and latest round of peace talks between the U.S. and the Taliban called critical by a Taliban spokesman. The talks began on Saturday in Qatar, where the militant group maintains a political office. Continuing Sunday, they're expected to stretch into the middle of this upcoming week. That Taliban spokesman telling the Associated Press both sides are looking for tangible results as they try to hammer out the fine print of agreements that will see the eventual withdrawal of over 20,000 U.S. and NATO troops from Afghanistan, ending America's longest war.
The Trump administration is announcing it wants to end the gainful employment rule that punished colleges that consistently left graduates with high student debt. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos promises instead to publish earnings data for all college programs on the department's College Scorecard website. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
10 people are dead in a plane crash in Addison, Texas, near Dallas. The private plane crashed into a hangar shortly after takeoff, then burst into flames. Former FAA safety inspector David Susi says he knows the airport.
Fortunately, there was no one in the hangar that they ran into. It was empty at the time, so we don't know if there were other aircraft that were damaged or not, but that fire looks pretty significant. I'm sure if there was anything in there, it would be destroyed.
At the movies, Pixar easily ruled the box office this weekend with its cartoon sequel, Toy Story 4, bringing in an estimated $57 million. At number two, Warner Brothers offered Annabelle Comes Home. This R-rated thriller brought in a total of $20 million. At number three, Danny Boyle's latest film, Yesterday, featuring the music of the Beatles. It opened in third with $17 million, leaping over the triple century mark and still sitting in the top five in its sixth weekend, Disney's Aladdin with $9.3 million. Sliding down to number five was the animated feature The Secret Life of Pets 2 with an estimated $7.1 million. And number six, still hanging on, Avengers Endgame, which has added new bonus footage and widened the screen, grossing an estimated $5.5 million. That's up from last weekend and brought it back into the top 10. Avengers Endgame sits just $27 million shy of matching the all-time box office record, which was set by Avatar. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.